this May the 24th, 2015. Fred, how you doing? So good to see you. Come on in. Pull up a chair to the table of fellowship. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. That's right. Dunk it in the Word of God. Kind of baptize it, bring it out, and do it again. Scripture is really important. It's so good to see you. It's Joey with you. Are you having yourself a great weekend? I sure am. Looking forward to the summertime, which is just coming up. Of course, tomorrow is Memorial Day, the unofficial start to summer. So lots of great summer activities coming up. And today we're going to be talking about our provider God. Our God provides for us in so many different ways. Amen. So that's what we're talking about today, our provider God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify. As we lift up your name, we come to glorify your name. We come to
yes, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Memorial Day weekend, and today we're talking about our provider God. Matthew 6:31-33 says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all of these, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." I don't know about you, friend, but life has a way of knocking the wind out of our sails. Amen. I mean, the trials we face day in and day out overwhelm and discourage us. But praise the Lord, God has given us His Word to assure us of His promises for protection, His promises for provision and peace, to strengthen us for the spiritual battle that you and I face each day, and to fill us with the hope and encouragement we need to live in a world filled with problems, worry, and fear. Jesus said in John 14, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil the victory? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sins are lost and it's like giving hope. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Service for Jesus, your King. There's power in the
Jesus, it's all about you today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that your weekend is coming along well. We're talking about our provider God today. I came across this poem from back from the 1700s about our provider God. It says, "What need shall not our God supply from his abundant stores? What streams of mercy from on high an arm almighty pours? From Christ, the ever-living spring, these ample blessings flow. Prepare my lips his name to sing, whose heart has loved us so."
Once in darkness, now in light, once blind, now I see. Once a sinner, now a saint. Once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. Chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child. Once condemned, now reconciled, broken, now healed. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Friend, we live in difficult times, don't we? I mean, anxious times. I mean, and life is a real struggle in so many different ways. And the heart of man is so often disturbed about the unknown, the unpredictable future. But the Word clearly tells us that God will provide according to His glorious riches in Christ. So many unforeseen events will occur, not may occur, but will occur. Do we have enough gas for the week? Do we have enough money? Will there be a meal in the morning? Will God provide according to His glorious riches in Christ? Absolutely. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Your river runs with love for me, so I will open up my heart and I can sing of your love.
Yes, it's a group called The Martins, and I can sing of your love forever. And you know what, friend? Praise the Lord, we will. If you've called Jesus your Lord, if you've received his free gift of salvation, we will sing his love forever and ever and ever. How about that? That's a thought for you today. Hey, I do thank you so much for just for your time and your attention today. I always look forward to our time together. And hey, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be Mark in the studio for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Be a great way to kind of get the Mondays out of the way. So just be sure to tune in to Mark and Friends. Mark will be more than happy to get the Monday blahs out of the way for you. Hey, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Friend, may you have a blessed rest of your weekend.